You're tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, your choice for community radio in the Shoe Swap. Community radio has programming produced by volunteers about the place where we live, work, and play. Go to voiceoftheshoeswap.ca or phone 250-463-5026 and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigné, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we're doubling up the strings with the Sean Bray Duo, with Sean on guitar and Bertie Addington on bass. Up next, they'll be dancing the Tennessee Waltz, but first, Sean talks about something near and dear to his heart, classic country music.
A couple of months back, I spent the night in Kelowna, and I was flipping through the channels on TV for something to do, and I saw you and Anna Jackson and Melinda Moore on a community channel show. And I think you and Anna Jackson were doing... Was it Patsy Cline's songs? It was country anyway.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, I put together and produced a show that I co-produced it with Lonnie Moger, the guitar player, and
right.
Anna Jackson, and King of Heavy is now part of it. Yeah, the project's called Songs of the Southern Belles, and it's a tribute to the female country stars in the 50s through 70s.
Right.
We presented the style of the Grand Ole Opry.
Right.
So, we just did the BC Touring Conference up in Vancouver. And we should be taking it on the road soon.
Nice.
Four of us, there's two guitars, Lonnie Moger and myself,
right.
And two singers, Anna Jackson and King of Hemming.
Right.
Then we hire a rhythm section, bass and drums, and then we have an MC.
Mm.
So they announce the tunes like the Grand Ole Opry. And it's, it went over really well. We did two nights at the Mary Irving Theater in Florida. It's great. Get to play my country stuff, which I love to do. And, good.
Yeah, there's a good couple of new places in Kelowna that that are featuring live music. One of them is Moonen's Post,
okay,
which is luckily only 4 minutes from my house. So that's always
yes.
nice.
Short commute.
Sure, very short commute, which I like. And the other one is this Montreal-style bistro called MTL, and they're featuring live music.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice room.
It's a very nice room, and
yeah.
they're getting some decent crowds in there. Well, so is Moonen's Post. And so
yeah,
that's kind of cool to have that in Kelowna, because that was missing for a while.
Yeah.
You know? It's tough to find venues that support live music, so it's awesome what you guys are doing here.
Yeah, for sure.
Because it gives us a reason to come out, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
It's always,
okay.
Yeah,
man.
Always been a good audience here.